Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly bump of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music brought to you by myself, Nigel, sat here in the studio on my own, but I'm going to be basically bringing you this kind of music along with a bit of news and some gigs and club information going on in the local area. I started the show there with God Module. Now, this is a track that apparently has been around since I think January or February 2010, got released on the Magic in My Heart is Dead EP from God Module, and it's an Ashbury Heights remix. Now, these two bands, you know, one is quite, you know, heavy, shouty industrial, the other is very much the definition of poppy synth pop, and I just think that one track, I've only just discovered it recently, it's on the Kinetic Festival Volume 4 compilation, because God Module are playing there. I think this one track that I've just discovered after over a year is absolutely genius. That was brilliant. The melding of two opposite ends of a spectrum is a lot of fun for me. I think it works really well. It's really well produced. Great track, that. And hopefully I'll be bringing you more great tracks throughout the show. I'm going to continue now with a band that have basically come across my radar because of their recent production on or collaboration with Covenant. This is Necrofacility, and I managed to grab a copy of their album, and this is a track called Fall Apart.
Left by the roadside without a clue. It's Break me. Change.
Yeah.
You heard their Terra Low Cost with Exposed to the Wrath from their album God Loves the Violence. Before that, we had Alderoon with Lady Jams Part 2. Now, that's from their forthcoming album, There's Always One More Son of a Bitch, which, according to the band, is going to be out soon. I don't know what their definition of soon is. I'll let you know as soon as I get any more information, but I'm really looking forward to that. Alderoon are one of those bands that don't seem to fit into any particular category or stereotype, but seem to still produce great music. And their albums fit together brilliantly as well. The last album, The Giants from Far Away, just grows on you. It's not an instant hit, but you listen to it a couple of times and it starts growing on you, and you can just listen to the whole album. It's not like there's one or two good tracks. There's good tracks all the way through. Now, that's exactly what I'm hoping for this new album, There's Always One More Son of a Bitch. I'm hoping the track I played, Lady Jams Part 2, and the track I played a couple of weeks ago, was a kind of a prime example of how an Alderoon album comes together. They don't seem to fit together when you listen to them just like 2 weeks apart like this, but they are just quality tracks, and they grow on you the more you listen. So fingers crossed that'll be out soon, and I'll basically play lots of stuff off it because I will be buying a copy of that. And before that, we had Necrofacility with Fall Apart from their recently released album. There's what's it called? Wintermute. That was released last Friday, and it's an interesting album as well, because if you think of Necrofacility as sounding like how they've collaborated with Covenant on the Lightbringer track, you think they're going to be a bit kind of harder and punchier. But listening to the album, the first listen you get is, oh, this is a bit more softy, poppy stuff. But then you kind of listen to it two or three times, and it grows on you again. I think Necrofacility are definitely going to be one to keep a good eye on. Their stuff isn't massively obvious, but give them a chance, give them a couple of listens, and it grows on you. I like bands like that, because you can get to listen to the album for, well, years, without worrying about it growing stale quickly. That's how I find some albums, personally, that some albums, they'll be a brilliant hit the first time you hear them, think, oh, this is awesome, and it's got, like, loads of awesome songs, and then somehow it'll wear off really quickly. The quick hitters are the quick wear-offers. So I liked albums that take a while to grow on you, but then you realise they stick with you for a long time and they're actually well written. I can't remember what I was going to say now. Yes, let's just carry on with the tune, shall we? I've got lined up here something that's a little different. I've got to thank Matt Finale from Caustic for this, because he did a community radio thing in the States recently, and it was available as a podcast. You could listen to it over the internet. And I listened to it, and the first track he played on the show was this track, and I didn't know it existed, and it sounds great. This is Uncle, quite a well-known electronic artist, featuring Nick Cave. So, again, another collaboration, and it's really top. I'll let you listen to this. This is called Money and Run. Was 16 Volt with Beating Dead Horses from their, well, I think it's just come out last Friday, new album Beating Dead Horses. Before that we had Uncle featuring Nick Cave with Money and Run. Fantastic stuff. I think that track's like a year old and I just somehow missed it. But great stuff when Uncle collaborates, and even better when he collaborates with a genius such as Nick Cave. So brilliant stuff there from both of them. Now I reckon it's time to run down the gigs, clubs, general events and news going on in the local area. Now there's not a hell of a lot going on at the moment, but I'll run down what I know about. We have a new announcement from the Infest organisers. Now we thought the lineup was completely full, but there's been a last minute addition. This is Julian K. Now, Julian K is a project of members of Orgy and Dead by Surprise. And they're essentially big enough that they can walk up to Infest and go, look, we'd really like to play your festival. No, they can't really turn them down. It's a great band to have. So be really looking forward to that. Be really looking at, interested in how they're going to fit them into the lineup, because they've pretty much, you know, already got the headliners worked out for each night and things like that. So it's just great that the Infest Festival here in Bradford at the end of August is seen by the artists as a great thing to do, and actually these artists turn around and say, can we play your festival? That is absolutely brilliant, and just a sign of how well respected this festival is. Now, talking of festivals, the Wendy House. We know the Wendy House has the Mutate Room, which plays kind of a lot of electronic industrial and hard dance stuff, and it has resident DJs Jilly Woo and Jeff. Jeff is also the main driving force behind Modulate, and Modulate are playing Kinetic, essentially, this weekend. So it's the Wendy House this weekend as well. How can Jeff be in two places at once? And he can't. So this just nicely leads me into explaining how the Wendy House is going to work, which is this Saturday, 20th May, at Leeds Uni Student Union. Essentially, the Mutate Room has got a guest DJ, which is Leighton, who is the organiser and DJ from Resistance, the Sheffield Festival I was raving about for the last month or so. So on Saturday, it runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It is the 13th birthday of the Wendy House, which makes me feel slightly old, because I remember going to the third birthday of the Wendy House, and I'd been going for a few months at that point as well. So I've been going to the Wendy House for a long time. It rightly deserves to continue going for this long. There's been a lot of effort put in by the organisers, and it's a very well-run club. So get yourself down there. There's also a prize, a raffle prize. You'll get a numbered ticket when you go in. You hand over a ticket stub at the DJ booth in the Mutate Room, and there'll be a raffle winner drawn at 1 a.m, and they will win two tickets to Infest. So if you haven't bought Infest tickets, like a lot of people probably haven't so far because it's quite a way away, you could actually win a pair of Infest tickets just by going to the Wendy House. If you're going anyway, that's even better, because you're not going to do anything out of the ordinary, are you? So, yes, that's £5 in on the door, and more information at www.thewendyhouse.org. But shall I... Yes, I might as well continue with all the other gigs and clubs and stuff going on. The following Saturday, we have Carpe Noctem at the Zoo Bar here in Bradford. This is live bands, as usual. The bands this time are Luxury Stranger and Action Direct. It's free entry. The doors are at 8:30. The bands start at 9, and then a club night afterwards runs till 3 a.m. And more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. The day after that, the day before the late May bank holiday, is Sunday the 29th of May, and you get the Black Sheep extended version going on at Santiago's in Leeds. Now, I've been told that this is going to run a couple of hours later, so I think it's going to start at the regular time of 7 p.m, but probably go until about 1 a.m. It's free entry as always, and more information can be found at www.sheepish.net. Ooh, what else have we got? We've got the Saturday the 4th of June, we have the March Violets playing the Cockpit in Leeds. Now, this is actually quite a good deal, because it's £15 in to see the March Violets, but you get a free T-shirt and badge. So, considering you get a T-shirt and most bands sell their T-shirts for about £10 to £15, you're essentially getting a gig for free if you were going to get a T-shirt anyway. Or you're getting a T-shirt for free if you go to a band playing roughly that price gig. So, it's quite an early start on this Saturday. The bands start early. They didn't specify the time on the website, but they say the bands are going to finish by 10:15 p.m. Given I think there's at least two bands playing, they're going to be starting quite early. Get there for 7 or so if you don't want to miss anything. More information can be found for searching the March Violets event on Facebook, or I think there's more information at musicnonstop.co.uk/themarchviolets.htm. So there's quite a lot of places to find the information on this gig, and if you think by 10:15 PM, it's on a Saturday night, I want to still go out and have fun. Well, it's the same Saturday as Flock in Leeds, so you can do the March Violets, then carry on to the Flock. So, if you really want to see the March Violets, get along to them, and you can always go to the club night afterwards. I think when you go in to see the March Violets, you get entry to the after party, which is at the Cockpit. I don't know if they're doing anything special in a kind of gothy alternative way, but like I say, you've got the choice of that or the Flock. It's easy to get a taxi up the road, or there's even regular buses if you know where to look. So yes, also on Saturday the 4th of June, there's the Flock at the library in Leeds. Now, this is also a band one as well. So if the March Violets aren't your cup of tea, you might want to see Deviant, also known as Deviant UK, the band from over the other side of the Pennines. They've got a support band, but that hasn't been announced quite yet, so I'm not quite sure who they're going to be. The entry to the Flock to see the bands will cost £4, and it also includes entry to the club night afterwards. So you can pay £4 to get into the club night, or you can pay £4 to see some bands and the club night. All depends when you want to drag yourself off your sofa. Doors are about 7:30 for that, the first band at 8 PM, and the Flock club night runs from 10 PM till 2 AM. More information you can find at www.sheepish.net. Now, I mentioned, I think on the last show, that there was a new night starting here in Bradford at the Polish Club called Exaltation. Now, this did run, it went down smoothly, and it's going to continue running the second Saturday of the month. So the next one is Saturday the 11th of June. This is free entry. It runs from 9:30 PM till 2 AM, and all the details are hidden away on a Facebook event. So if you're on Facebook, go and search for Exaltation. You'll find an event here in Bradford at the Polish Club. Get yourself down. It's going to be fun. Right. I think that's enough waffling from me. I'm not actually sure what I've got lined up next. Oh, I think I know what I've got lined up next. This is a bit of Be My Enemy. I'm going to continue with this.
Take me. used to be and think you have taken the wrong turn. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn. You are dreaming of what used to be and think you have taken the wrong turn. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn.
Been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there Memmaker with Robot Buzz from How to Enlist in a Robot Uprising. You, before that, you heard Mind in a Box with what used to be the Shortstorm version. And before that, you heard Everything Goes Cold, which is the Iron Fist of Just Destruction, which was the Super Kinetic 32 times port from the Kinetic Festival Volume 4 compilation. A great version of their, a great 8-bit sounding version of their Iron Fist of Just Destruction track. And before that, you heard Be My Enemy with the Disintegration from the stunning album This Is a New Wave, which is, well, it's another one of those albums that's just stunningly good all the way through and sounds like it's going to last a bit on your playlist. So I'm going to leave you tonight with an old classic, Seabound with Torn, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time as usual with more of the same. So enjoy and see you in a fortnight.